ओमज्ञानचिनिरं हस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाका चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
So this is a prayer to Guru for mercy. In so many songs before this, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has explained his weak position. He is not weak, he is Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is pure devotee. But he is teaching us how we have to pray. So he's praying, Kripa Bindu Diya, give me a drop of mercy. Because why one drop? The Guru, he is taking from the ocean of mercy. Bhaktasya Kalyana Gunara Navasya, he is taking from the ocean of transcendental qualities, he's taking. Just as a cloud takes water from the ocean, so Guru takes and showers. So just like the cloud, the water falls in so many places. But if it falls on fertile soil, then that will help the seeds to become nourished. Just like we see Srila Prabhupada, he was preaching all over the world. Prabhupada preached to everybody. Even just like you see newspaper, television reporters will come. A lot of the time, Prabhupada didn't even directly answer their questions. But he would preach to them as individuals, what they needed to hear. He didn't just speak to them what they wanted to hear, but he spoke the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. So everybody, he preached to Krishna consciousness. He saw everyone as a candidate to be Krishna conscious. And some people took it, and most people didn't. So that mercy is there. Actually, we're praying for mercy, but in one sense, the mercy is already there. The example of causeless mercy is if someone comes and says, here, you take $1 million. So that is being given. But we have to put out our hands to accept. So we're praying for mercy. The mercy is already there. But we have to make ourselves fit to accept it. Mercy is there. What does this mean, the mercy of Krishna, the mercy of Guru? Does it mean that simply we pray, please give me mercy, and then all of a sudden some white cloud descends on our head and we start to have visions? No, that's not the meaning of mercy. Meaning of mercy is to get the strength to follow the instructions that will purify us. Mercy is divine. Mercy is there in the form of instructions. Guru says, do this. Rise early. Chant Hare Krishna. Follow these principles. So those instructions are his mercy. Because by following those instructions, we will become purified and come to Krishna. And another form of mercy is Guru speaking the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. Guru is supposed to teach. What is the philosophy? What is the understanding? So that we can be convinced that serving Krishna is our only interest. So that is mercy. The instructions are there. Why we should follow the instructions, they are also given by Guru. So we hear the instructions, we want to follow the instructions. We have some understanding of why we should follow the instructions. We try to follow the instructions, but still we feel some weakness. Therefore we pray for mercy. Praying for mercy doesn't mean that we think that Krishna and Guru, they're going to do everything for us. We have to do our part and Krishna and Guru will help us. Just like it said, if you take one step towards Krishna, Krishna will take 10 steps towards you. We also have to take one step. We can't just lie down and say, Krishna, come here. We have to show our sincerity. So here Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying, Kripa Bindu Diya Karave Dase Trina Peka Atihi. He's praying that give me your mercy so that I can actually feel more humble than a blade of grass. Shakala Shahane Bala Diya Karo Nijamane Sprihaheen. Please bless me that I may be able to tolerate everything. Give me the strength to tolerate. And devoid of desire for personal prestige and glorification. So any of us can recognize this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction. Chunadapi Sanichena Tararapi Sahishnana Amanina Amanadina Kirtani Sadhana. Who can chant Hare Krishna always, who is more humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and ready to offer all respect to others. So some instructions in Krishna consciousness are very, very important. And this is very, very, very important. Because our advancement in Krishna consciousness depends on our attitude. And what will lead, what Krishna is pleased to see, how Krishna will accept us if we develop this quality of humility. As long as we have pride, false ego, Krishna won't be pleased to accept us. But it's very difficult to give up this false ego, as we may have noticed. It's very difficult to give up the sense of bodily identification. Therefore, we have to pray for strength. Please help me to develop these qualities. Shakale shaman karite shakati dehonata jata jata. Please help me to actually give me the strength to give respect to others. This is another difficult thing we find. Theoretically, it's easy, but in day-to-day life, we may find so many little tensions and difficulties. Someone says something to us that we don't like, and instead of thinking that, oh, this person is purifying me, We think this person is attacking me. And our response, is to counterattack. Just like the instinct, what do they call it? Biologists, they talk. So as long as one is materially conditioned, he has these instincts. That in the defending category, if someone says something to us, we immediately respond, hey, who are you? So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying for the strength to change his consciousness to devotional consciousness. That I may be actually more humble than a tree, more humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, ready to offer all respect to others, and not wanting respect in return. Tobe to gaibo harinama shuke aparada habihato. Then, he says, then I can happily chant Hare Krishna. All my offenses being nullified. So, chanting Hare Krishna, this is our basic activity. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we hear that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees chanted, that they would become absorbed in transcendental ecstasy. So why is it not happening to us? Because we have offenses in our heart. How to get free from those offenses? And if we get free from those offenses, then we will also experience the highest ecstasy. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying for that mercy. Kobi heno kripa labhya ajan kritartha hoibe nat. When will I get such mercy? When will I be suitable for receiving such mercy? So actually, this is a good question. How can we come to the stage of perfection in chanting? Means getting freed from offenses. And how to get free from offenses? Go on chanting. And especially this chanting with ecstatic dancing, this is very good. This will clean away all the dirty things. If you're chanting and dancing with all the devotees, then you can't have any bad feeling towards them. It's very difficult. Just like there may be in the course of our daily activities some kind of tension between each other. But then if we all come together in the evening, have big kirtan, chanting, ecstatic, then how can you feel any bad feeling if you're chanting and dancing with all the devotees? This chanting with dancing, ecstasy, this cleans away all the dirty things. One time in London, there was some kind of politics going on between our devotees in the temple. There was the Brahmachari group and the Grihastha group. Surprise. And there was some bad feeling, unnecessary. So Prabhupada said, have chanting 3 times a day with dancing, and that will clear away all the impure atmosphere. So the answer for any offensiveness that can be cleared away, go on chanting. But how chanting? If we maintain our offensive standard of chanting, that won't help us. We can go on offensively chanting for many lifetimes. But when we have ecstatic chanting with dancing, that transforms our consciousness. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying for the mercy to become purified in this way. Shakti buddhihi nami ati din karomore atashat. He says, I am devoid of strength and intelligence. I am very lowly and fallen. So make me your associate, companion. That's asking for some special mercy. Sometimes we think, I'd like to live with the spiritual master. But it may not be so easy. Prabhupada had many servants, but not many of them stayed very long, because he was always correcting them. So to be corrected by the spiritual master is a great mercy. But if we have little false ego, it becomes very difficult all the time. Don't do this, don't do this, do this, do this, don't do that. So if we're ready for that mercy, that will be very nice. I may say, I'd like to be with my spiritual master. And all his disciples may say like that. But it doesn't seem to be very practical for preaching all over the world. We have to have 2-3 jumbo jets going everywhere. 2 or 3 jumbo jets of devotees. Jumbo jet means like 767. Big airplanes. Three big airplanes of devotees, or 10 big airplanes, depending on the disciples. It's not a very practical program. So Prabhupada told that following my instruction is the same as my personal association. Vani and Vapu Seva. If one is seriously following the instruction, then he is with the spiritual master. And even if you are personally with the spiritual master, but you don't follow his instruction, then what is the value? Therefore, following the instructions of the spiritual master is more important than seeing him. This way, by following the instructions, we can always live with the spiritual master. Like we see, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had many disciples who were with him for many, many years. And Srila Prabhupada said that, I saw my spiritual master no more than 12 times. So we see who actually got the mercy of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Who was actually his closest and dearest disciple? Was the one who fulfilled his mission.
As Prabhupada wrote in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, that this book is dedicated to His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. He lives forever by His divine instructions, and the follower lives with Him. So let us live always with our Guru by following His instructions. And if we live with Guru, means we are living with all the Acharyas. Jogata bichare kichunahi pai tumara karunusha. This very, very important line. He says that if you examine me, you will find nothing. If you examine me for qualities, what is my qualification? You will find no qualification. Your mercy is the essence, your mercy is all that I am made of. So practically this line is the motto of my life, and it could be the motto of most of our lives. Because if you see what are the qualifications of a bona fide disciple, I don't think, probably none of us, we could be disciples. In Srimad Bhagavatam and Hari Bhakti Vilas, different descriptions are given of bona fide disciples. The proper standard to be a disciple is so high that it's very difficult to think how we could even be a disciple. So Prabhupada simplified the whole matter. He said, you just try to be a sincere follower. Even though we have so many defects, we are uncultured, coming from lecture families, actually, according to Shastra. According to Vedic understanding, our background is very fallen. So Prabhupada said, you just follow what I'm telling you, and then Prabhupada would make up everything else. Then that means His mercy is making up for all our disqualifications. That we were talking, was it this morning? Abhash hoilo manda. That all our lives, shoishav jobane jara shuka shange abhash hoilo manda. It says that in our childhood and youth, we did so many things so that now our consciousness is polluted. So what is the solution to overcome this? Our whole situation is not very good. Tomara karunasha. Let us try to do something for Guru and Krishna. Let us try to do something to please them. Even though we're so much disqualified, we are typical products of Kali Yuga materialistic society. But let us, despite all our disqualifications, despite our crazy minds, let us try to do something to please the Parampara. Let us fix our minds on that and pray for the mercy of all the Acharyas in disciplic succession. Karuna na hoile kandiya kandiya prana rakiboa. Bhakti Rao Thakur says, if you don't give me your mercy, then simply crying and crying, I will not be able to maintain my life. So this is the attitude by which we can be blessed by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. When we're so much anxious to receive the mercy and so much submissive, considering ourselves so much fallen, then we become candidates for receiving the mercy. If we take it very lightly, then Guru will also take us very lightly. If we think, all right, I'll chant a little Hare Krishna, I'll be a little serious later, then we can't. Then you don't pray for mercy. Mercy, praying for mercy means praying for the mercy, please empower me to serve you. Not ask for the mercy that, save me anyway, even though I don't follow your instructions, I'm absorbed in sense gratification. That is an insult to Guru. It means you're taking His mission and His mercy very cheaply. So Bhakti Rao Thakur is praying that we, teaching us that we must pray for the mercy of Guru, but that mercy is something to be earned by our very seriously applying ourselves to His instructions. Because we should know that even if we follow the instructions, still the result of following those instructions is not in our hands. Our business is to serve. We are servants. And as and when Guru and Krishna bless us with full Krishna consciousness, we shall be very happy to receive. But factually, if we fix ourselves in this mood that I'm simply the servant of Guru and Krishna, then that in itself is perfection. Perfection means to give up the idea that I am the master and the enjoyer, and to accept the consciousness that I am the servant of the servant of the servant of Guru and Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Any question?
During your lecture, you spoke about the benefit for serving your spiritual master. There is some benefit if you are serving or you are following instruction of his bona fide representatives and so on. Local authorities and so on.
Yes.
And how it works, if you...
All right. Yeah. Yes, many times gurus, they get questions from their disciples. What should I do? What should be my service? This, that. And almost always gurus will reply, you consult with your local authorities. Work under their direction. That's what Prabhupada used to do. Any other question?
I want
That's from the beginning of Gita Govinda by Jayadeva Goswami. Actually, Prabhupada, he instructed that we shouldn't sing this song. It was put in the first edition of the songbook, but Prabhupada instructed not to sing it. He was very cautious about our going to Gita Govinda. This is an invocatory song, means like a invocation. And the subject of Gita Govinda is very intimate. It cannot be understood except by highly advanced devotees. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, on the order of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he used to get manuscripts and print them, because in those days there were not many Vaishnava books printed. And I think it was Govinda Lilamrita, which is a very highly exalted book. He asked Bhaktivinoda Thakur, should I print this book?
Who asked?
Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur in his youth. Govinda Lilamrita. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, yes, you can print two copies. You keep one for yourself, and in future, if there's someone else who may understand it, you can keep it with them. Any other question?
Sometimes it is said that Guru is Krishna himself. At the same time, Guru himself is teaching that he is not Krishna. How to understand this?
Guru is Krishna himself, means he's as good as Krishna, not directly Krishna himself. He's as good as Krishna because very dear representative of Krishna. And because by hearing from him, you get the same result as hearing directly from Krishna. Just like Krishna was speaking to Arjuna, Bhagavad Gita, the same result that Arjuna got, if anyone hears from Guru, they can get the same result, pure Krishna consciousness. So therefore, Guru is as good as Krishna. It doesn't mean that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead who creates, maintains and destroys millions of universes. This point should be very clearly understood. Every day we sing, Sakshad Dharitvena Samasta Shastraya Uktas Tatha Bhavyata Eva Sandhi Kintu Prabhoya Priya Eva Tasya Vandega Roshi Charmaravinda. Which means that Sakshad Dharitvena, he's possessed, directly possessed of the same quality as Hari. Not that he's Sakshad Hari, not that he's directly God himself. That he is as good as Hari because he is the very intimate representative of Lord Sri. This should be very clearly understood. Otherwise we fall into the mistake of Mayavad. Mayavadis, they like to quote one shloka. What is that? Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Sakshat Maheshwara. Guru Sakshat Param Brahma, Tasmai Sri Guru Vinaya. They say that Guru is Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. He is directly the absolute truth. Therefore, we offer our obeisances to him. So, Mayavadis, they like to quote, Mayavadi gurus like to quote this verse and claim themselves to be God. And their absolutely stupid, nonsense disciples accept them as such. Bokeh means what? Bokeh means?
Stupid.
It's interesting. In Bengali, the word for stupid is boka. Boka. To me, boka, you fool, idiot. So those who are boka, they think that their guru is directly God. And another word for boka, similar word, means one kind of bird, crane. You know this bird, crane? Has a long beak and long legs.
Yeah.
So that word bok and boka, very similar. Crane it's called in English. So there's one example, bakandanyai, means the example of the crane and the eggs. So crane likes to eat other birds' eggs. So one day he saw a bull walking in the village with big testicles hanging down. Testicles means... I don't know the word in Lithuanian, you have to translate it. Means the part of the sexual organ of the bull, the big round thing. So the buck, because he was a boker, because the bucker was a boker, because the crane was a fool, he thought these are two nice eggs. Pagal means? You said pagal?
Pagalvoya.
Means?
It means thought.
So he thought, let these, any time they'll fall down, then I can have a nice feast. So all day he followed the bull around the village, hoping against hope. So Prabhupada sometimes used to quote this, bakandanyai. The materialists are always thinking that in future I will be happy. Everything will be nice in future. Or they think in future by science we will solve all our problems. So yeah. They're hoping foolishly, like the foolish baka. So same thing, we should not be foolish. If we think Guru is directly God, then we've made a mistake. As good as God, but not directly God himself. That we should understand. think I'm going to cook some chapatis or something. Maybe feeling hungry here. This is Chandan from Krishna Balaram Temple in Vrindavan. Just before I left India, I was in Vrindavan. That was Chandan Yatra. When Krishna and Balaram, their whole body is covered in this Chandan piece because it's very hot at that time of year, so this cools them down. So I got some of that prasadam, Chandan prasadam. So when I finished mixing it up, I can distribute to all the devotees. Any other question while I go on mixing this up?
Devotees like your books very much.
Books?
Your books.
Well, they read in English?
Yes.
One is in Russian.
Anyway,
I'm asking. They must be reading. If they're saying books, they must be reading in English.
The question is: are you planning to write some other books in the future?
Going on. Work is going on. That's why I was requesting Janardhan Prabhu that apart from lecturing in the temple, I have to have some time also for writing. Because for a sannyasi to travel and preach is very important. But to write is also important. So I'm trying to keep a balance between the two things. All right, any other question? While I'm mixing this up.
During the process of devotional service, there's always tendency to be attached to your results. And the natural consequences is that you becoming more and more attached. So the question is how to overcome this natural tendency?
By hearing. We always have to hear that Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, I am not the enjoyer. We always have to hear that Krishna is the supreme controller, that ultimately the result is in his hand. By hearing regularly, we become purified. So hearing means we also have to consider the subject matter. We should think about it and discuss it with other devotees also. Then we come to realize. It's like if we are attached to the results, then we feel dissatisfied in our hearts. So we should consider why. And we think all those things we heard in the class, we read in Prabhupada's books. Then we understand, I'm doing something wrong, I'm attached to the result, that's why I'm not happy. Therefore, we should go on hearing and consider carefully what we hear and apply it in our lives. And we have to go on hearing. Sometimes devotees say, well, I heard all those things before. I don't need to go to class. They just say the same things. I heard all that before. And you heard it before, you have to hear it again. Because in the class, we hear, don't be attached to the results, Krishna is the controller. And we walk out thinking, yeah, that's true. And then after about 2 to 3 minutes, our mind goes around and we think, I'm the controller, the results depend on me. So if we go on hearing, then gradually, instead of taking 2 or 3 minutes, it'll take 4 or 5 minutes for our mind to go out of order. Then gradually it may go on for more and more time. And we might even get through to the next morning, remembering that I'm not this body and Krishna is the supreme controller. But if we stop hearing, we'll be overcome by Maya. So we should go on hearing. That will help to purify us and keep us purified. It's a gradual process. And again, this chanting, if we do, with a lot of ecstatic chanting and dancing, is very powerful for purifying us. The whole, I think Lithuanian is a little longer language than Russian, is it?
It's some cases, but in some cases it's shorter. Okay.
So the whole process of devotional service is meant for our purification. All the time we get these questions, how to do this, how to do that, how to control the senses, how to realize I'm not the body, how to chant purely. So the answer is, maybe this answer, that answer, but the real answer is just keep on going on in devotional service. Apply ourselves seriously and keep on going with patience. And gradually everything will come. One more question, if there is. I have a question. Is so many people don't have tilak. Is it because it all came off in the kirtan or what? Body means should have tilak. So tonight we'll accept the excuse it all came off in the kirtan. But otherwise, please don't be without tilak. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wouldn't see. Anyone used to see him, come to see him without tilak, he'd send them. Go back home, put on your tilak. Who is that? One question?
Can you at the end tell some story about relationship with spiritual master or with Krishna or between spiritual master and Krishna? About everything you spoke.
Every one of our lives is supposed to be a story of surrender to Guru and Krishna. Everyone's life is a story. Sometimes they write biographies. Biography of Napoleon, Stalin, Greta Garbo, or some useless. I don't know. So these are all useless stories. Where is Napoleon now? When Prabhupada was in France, he heard this saying that France is Napoleon and Napoleon is France. So Prabhupada said, France is here, where is Napoleon? So it's a great story how Napoleon conquered, he struggled, he came to Russia and came back again. And so he marched over the Alps. He marched over the Alps in the winter. Prabhupada used to quote Napoleon, that Napoleon told his troops, in the winter, now you have to march over the Alps. In the winter,
yeah.
Napoleon told his troops, his army,
yeah,
that you have to march over the Alps. So they said, impossible. Napoleon said, impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary. Go, march. So he had that much determination. So Prabhupada used to quote that sometimes, impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary. So that determination is all useless. Because Napoleon, who knows where he is now? Maybe he's a frog jumping in this rain. Who knows? So the determination for sense gratification, useless. But that determination applied in devotional service will lead to success. So either materially or spiritually, everyone's life is a story. A devotee has a very high ideal. His ideal is to become completely purified, totally surrender to Guru and Krishna and go back to Godhead. And it's a struggle. There are many ups and downs. But those who are successful, those are the ones who stick closely to the lotus feet of Guru and Krishna and stay on the path. So you make your own story. How I went back to Godhead by Krishna Dasa.
There are many stories of great devotees.
So many stories. Do you have any prasad to distribute to the devotees?
No, at night.
Usually we give a little cake or something. That's one prasad, yeah. Okay. So someone can distribute this. You know how to distribute? You know how to do this? It's just like this. Yeah, like that. I'll take some. Okay, so someone, who's going to distribute? You like to do?
In India we do this most of the year.
At Guru Puja time, we have chandan prasad.
You must have seen.
Actually, I lost everything. I was concentrating on this. Before.
So we'll finish that. Or they want to go on all night. So tomorrow we're supposed to have some seminar, is it?
Yeah.
Tomorrow is talking about brahmachari life?
Actually, I think that we could, how to say, in one seminar discuss both themes. Because it seems if we are going to be invited on Friday, we'll
have less time.
Yeah, less time. So it means
I can combine general talk about.
Yeah.
Actually, then we should do like. We can make the theme like planning your life.
Okay.
Rather than talking this specific ashram, that's the point of planning your life, how you to see ahead in Krishna consciousness.
Yeah.
Maybe in Kaipata we could have public programs. Is there time to organize, or they'll be busy organizing the theatre?
I'll try to ask. I will speak with Champo Gandhi on Saturday day.
All right, Hare Krishna. Wait a minute. You're supposed to say louder than that. You have to say very loudly. Now I lost my voice. Otherwise, I just like an old man says, when I was young, I used to shout louder than all of you together. So you all please say Hare Krishna. More loudly. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna.